Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for Action Network, also co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. That's where you can find his stuff. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So I got to ask you right out of the chute here, because we have been discussing a lot about officiating crews. Do officiating crews, when it's announced, do they actually change the line at all?
In the NFL, not usually as much. It's sometimes in the NBA, you look at certain officiating crews and they call it certain fouls and things like that. But in the NFL, it's really tough for a line to move off the officiator.
So, because I know that, like, Ed Hockley, everybody felt that Ed Hockley hated the Green Bay Packers. And I know that's not true, but it seemed like every time Ed Hockley always ended up with a big call in a Packers game with his officiating crew, that in some way was a deterrent. So, when that's announced, it really doesn't affect the line at all.
No, it really doesn't. You know, maybe there would be a sharp better or two out there somewhere looking at that. But even then, I don't think it would affect their model to the point where they'd place a bet that would end up moving the line. So, yeah, a couple of people may be paying attention to it, but not to the point where it's going to move a lot.
All right, let's get into it. You've got the Jets and Cleveland. Who knew that this would be the Thursday night matchup that people would actually be interested in seeing? But Cleveland is giving up 3 points in this game.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, the Browns at home under Hugh Jackson are just 4-12 against the spread. But just going back, there's two games this year and then the last game of last season, they've actually covered the last three games, period.
So break them up! Break up the Cleveland Browns!
I think it's fair for them to be a home favorite in this game because look at what they did against the two opponents they played this year. They held the Steelers to 21 points. We know what they can do. And then they go into New Orleans even more impressively, hold the Saints to 21 points. You know how the Saints offense usually hums at home. They were not able to get it going or gain a ton of yardage in that game, had to kind of eke it out late. So the Browns defense is really what's coming together. Obviously, not having Josh Gordon isn't ideal for the offense, but I think they're fine with Antonio Callaway. I think they like their running back. And I think that Tyrod Taylor, he won't turn the ball over as much as a lot of the previous round quarterbacks. So I think it's very fair to have them as three and a half point favorites in the game.
Then you've got the Cincinnati there on the road taking on the Carolina Panthers. Carolina giving up three. I can't tell you the last time that I thought Carolina would be giving up three or would be giving up three to Cincinnati, and that would be it. Because Cincinnati, I'm not a believer in Cincinnati at this point. Should bettors be believing in Cincinnati and what they got going on?
I think their offense is a little better than people probably expect. A lot of people remember their offense last year, and it really struggled. They couldn't protect Andy Dalton. But remember, he was without Tyler Eifert for most of the year. He wasn't getting anything out of John Ross. Those two guys are back and contributing on the field, and you see the offense looks a lot better. They had some, upgrades to the offensive line incrementally. It's better than last year. It's still not where it needs to be, but I think that's also a very fair line, and I think, Cincinnati can, by all means, go into Carolina and win this game. I think there are some ways you can exploit that Carolina secondary. The front seven is obviously going to be very strong, but if they can get A.J. Green, John Ross, over the top and get Dalton some protection, they can by all means win that game.
I'm really surprised at where Houston is right now. I thought that they would be a little bit better or at least eke out a few things, but giving up six to the Giants, and the Giants still don't impress me whatsoever. Talk about that game.
Yeah, I think the six might be a little much. It opened to three and got set up to six, and I think that kind of sapped all the value out of taking Houston. But I think the game against Tennessee, it was tough. It was a tough one. Some kind of fluky things happened, and they ended up losing that game. The important thing here is Deshaun Watson with Will Fuller. He averages over 9 yards an attempt in his starts with Will Fuller. And when Will Fuller's out, only 6.6 yards per attempt. So the fact that he has Fuller back, I think, is going to open up things for that offense. 6 points is a little much, though. I think the Giants, they're a solid team. They're just not going to kind of wow you. But, they, you know, these playmakers, Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley, you never like to kind of bet against the Giants on these spreads because those guys can kind of take turn a game that may have been, let's say, a 10-point game and turn it into a 3-point game or something like that. So that's the only concern with betting on Houston with the 6 here. But I think they'll be a lot better on offense as Fuller gets reacclimated.
The next game, Jacksonville giving up 6.5. I thought Jacksonville actually might give up more because that defense is playing just that well.
Yeah, I think there's some uncertainty here. I think this line might move a little bit in Jacksonville's favor as the week progresses and we see exactly what's going on with the Titans situation. But I think the fact that they kind of pulled it out last week is what's given odds makers better some pause. But I agree with you there. I think Jacksonville is an excellent team. I liked them last week against New England, and if you can beat New England, you can beat anyone in the AFC. And I think I would feel confident in taking Jacksonville here.
Baltimore 5.5 given, and Denver coming into Baltimore as the underdog. Obviously, Baltimore's. I don't know what to make of Baltimore. That opening week, man, they were so incredibly impressive. And Denver is, a little bit surprising, I guess, but I still don't have a lot of faith in their offense.
Yeah, Denver is a team that they're kind of on a prove-it basis with me. They came in last year, and that coaching staff really kind of screwed things up from what they had going on under the previous regime. And it seems like they got some things corrected, and they kind of pulled out a game last week against the Raiders that was a lot closer than it really should have been. So I agree with you. This game is a tough one to bet on. These kind of point spreads when they're between, a touchdown and a field goal, you never really feel comfortable either way. I think Denver's defense can give Baltimore some problems, but, like you said, you don't know what's really going on with Denver's offense. So this is a game I probably wouldn't touch, honestly.
This is a good game coming up. New Orleans on the road in Atlanta. New Orleans had aspirations to go to a Super Bowl. And they've looked terrible. Atlanta's only given up 3. I thought Atlanta would be a far bigger favorite in this game.
Well, the issue with Atlanta is they lost a couple of key players on defense. They lost their safety, Keanu Neal, and their linebacker, Deion Jones. And that is going to hurt, especially against a team like New Orleans that does know how to exploit mismatches, with those safeties and linebackers. They can use Alvin Kamara. They want to get their rookie, Traquan Smith, more involved. I think that's smart as well. And so New Orleans here, the real issue is that they haven't been able to play a complete game. In the first week, their defense was just leading points to Ryan Fitzpatrick. They put up 40 points, but it wasn't enough. And then in week two, they eke out a win against Cleveland, but their offense really can't get it going. And so I think New Orleans is capable of winning this game here. And it's probably the pick here against the spread, even on the road. But it's not comfortable because we haven't seen him do it yet, but I'd still go with New Orleans here. I think there's a little bit of an edge that people are underestimating with the Falcons' defensive losses.
Got Kansas City at home. Kansas City giving 6.5. I thought this game was pretty fair. I'm not sure what to make of Garoppolo. I think last year was a little bit of an apparition going undefeated. He got a little bit exposed by what the Vikings were able to do to him at U.S. Bank, and then obviously going back home and getting a win. But where do you see this game?
I like the over in this game. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo got exposed at all. I mean, he's always going to have some interception issues because he's willing to kind of take some chances down the field. He was holding the ball a little bit against Minnesota, but that's because they can cover. anyone's going to struggle against Minnesota. I think this game is going to have a lot of points because that Chiefs defense, they gave up 20. They gave up a ton of yards and points, over 400 yards to Phillip Rivers. They left some plays on the field in week one. In week two, They score 42 against Pittsburgh, but they give up 37. I think San Francisco looks like Marquise Goodwin is going to be back for Jimmy. I think they could put up some points, but, Patrick Mahomes at the same time, it doesn't look like he's going to be stopped anytime soon. Just excellent coaching by Andy Reid, excellent scheming, and he has some dominant playmakers to throw the ball to. So I think the over is a smart pick in this game.
Talking with Chris Raybon right now, the NFL senior analyst for the Action Sports Network. Also a co-host, I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, just breaking down some of the lines here. In the meantime, you've got Indianapolis on the road taking on Philadelphia. Philadelphia 6.5-point favorites. Do you see that line increasing at all, or do you think Indianapolis is a little more for real than people are giving them credit for?
I think that line might end up getting to 7 because of Carson Wentz's return. I think the public will kind of be behind that. But I think the value on Indianapolis in this one, first of all, Frank Reich is familiar with that whole Philly system. Philly's defense hasn't quite looked as ferocious. Their defensive front hasn't looked as ferocious as in years past or as last year. And that kind of can open up some things for these Colts receivers, for T.Y. Hilton and whatnot. And, you know, the Colts, their defense is playing a little bit better than expected. They're able to go into Washington and get the win as a road underdog. And, you know, Philly really banged up on offense. I mean, they missed Alshon Jeffrey. So even with Carson Wentz back, we don't know how he's going to react first game back from the ACL. No Alshon Jeffrey. Thinning out, you know, Darren Sproles doesn't look like he's going to play. Jay Ajayi banged up. I mean, I think the Colts could kind of pull a repeat of what happened last week and go in there and potentially get a win.
Real quick, we got Oakland on the road in Miami, and I'll take Miami in this one just straight up, but Miami giving away 3 points in this. Oakland has just looked bad.
I'm with you. I think, you know, the spread actually opened at -4, went down a point to -3, so there was some support for Oakland, and that's probably coming off of the fact that they held the Rams close in the first half of that first game, and then they held the Broncos pretty close and covered in that second game as well. But if you look back, you know, since 2003, when a team on a two-game losing streak is facing a team on a two-game win streak, the favorite, the one on the two-game win streak, is 63-52 against the spread. So some positive historical trends for Miami, and I think they're kind of an underrated team, top 10 in success rate on both offense and defense, run and pass.
And then, obviously, the Green Bay Packers, they are on the road. They're in Washington, and the Washington Redskins are getting 3. And Green Bay, they were impressive last week against Minnesota. They kind of let it slip away. They came out and came back in that game against Chicago. I still don't know specifically what to make of the Packers offensively. I think they have a ton of potential. Their defense looks a little better, but without Kevin King, obviously, there's some weaknesses on the outside.
Yeah, I think that's really the key. You know, weaknesses on the outside, but will Alex Smith exploit them? I mean, he threw, 13, 14 passes to Chris Thompson last week. They essentially play a decent game, but they can't score any points. And Alex Smith, you know, only 3 deep passes on the season, doesn't really like to go outside that much. You know, he did it when Tyreek Hill was getting tons of separation, but for the rest of his career, he hasn't. The big concern with the Packers, Aaron Rodgers' health. If for some reason he ends up sitting, you know, the Packers just 5-11 against the spread over the last 5 years without Rodgers. But if Rodgers was in there, I think you got to feel confident. You know, all time he's 22-16 as a road favorite. So I think you got to feel confident betting on the Packers going, and Aaron Rodgers is going, no matter how banged up he is.
Excellent stuff, Chris. As always, we certainly appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, pal. Okay.
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy, talk to you later. There you go. Chris Raybon, you can find him at Chris Raybon on Twitter, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, also the co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. Again, follow him at Chris Raybon on Twitter for all his stuff and all his handicapping. Always good to get a chance to chat with him. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now, working hard. You want to get paid, right? They treat you right. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.